This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Sri Lankan President Anura Kumaradesanaike will hold bilateral talks in New Delhi today. They will hold discussions on the issues of mutual interest. The visiting dignitary was accorded ceremonial reception at the forecourts of Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcome Mr. Desanaike. The Sri Lankan President, who is on a three-day visit to India, arrived in New Delhi on Sunday. The Sri Lankan President is scheduled to meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar this evening. He will also visit Bodh Gaya in Bihar. This is the first bilateral visit of President Desanaike to India since he assumed presidency. The nation celebrates Vijay Diwas today to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. Rich tributes have been paid to the martyrs who laid down their lives during the war. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh saluted the bravery and sacrifice of India's armed forces on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that the country will never forget the sacrifice and service to the nation. It was on this day in 1971, the chief of the Pakistani forces, General A.A. Khan Niazi, along with 93,000 troops, had surrendered unconditionally to the Allied forces, consisting of Indian Army and Mukti Bahini. The end of the war also resulted in subsequent secession of East Pakistan into Bangladesh. A two-day special debate on the Constitution will begin today in Rajya Sabha to mark the beginning of the 75th year of its adoption in the country. A similar debate was held in the Lok Sabha on Friday and Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to reply to the debate in Rajya Sabha tomorrow. The BJP has issued a three-line whip for all its Rajya Sabha MPs, urging them to be present in the upper house today and tomorrow during the debate on the Constitution of India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah interacted with the surrendered Maoist and the families at Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Bastar, during his Chhattisgarh visit last evening. The Union Home Minister said that the government is making a comprehensive plan for the welfare of the surrendered Maoist as well as the people affected by Naxal violence. On the second day of his Chhattisgarh visit, the Union Home Minister will pay tribute to the security personnel martyred in Naxal violence at Amar Vatika in Jagdalpur today. He will also interact with the families of the martyred Jawans. Apart from this, the Union Home Minister will chair a high-level meeting in state capital Raipur this evening to review the anti-Naxal operations and the progress of development projects being carried out in the Maoist-affected area. Legendary tabla maestro Jakir Hussain passed away in the United States last night. He was 73. Family sources said that the maestro was battling blood pressure-related problems. Earlier, Jakir Hussain had been admitted to a hospital in San Francisco after experiencing heart-related problems. In a career spanning 6 decades, Hussain won 5 Grammy Awards, including 3 at the 66 Grammy Awards earlier this year. In Gujarat, Union Minister for Jal Shakti C.R. Patil inaugurated the state's first semiconductor assembly and testing outsourced plant at Surat yesterday. On this occasion, C.R. Patil said that Gujarat will become a global hub for semiconductor production, which is considered the most important raw material for electronic production. In cricket, India were 48 for 4 in the first innings on day 3 of the third test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Gabba in Brisbane when rain interrupted play. India still trailed by 397 runs. KL Rahul was unbeaten on 30, while skipper Rohit Sharma had just come to the crease for the visitors. Earlier, Australia were bundled out for 445 runs in the first innings. Jasprit Bumrah took 6 wickets for the visitors. In hockey, India won the Women's Junior Asia Cup 2024 championship in Muscat, Oman last night. In the title clash, Indian team defeated China 3-2 in a penalty shootout to successfully defend the title. Hockey India has announced a reward of 2 lakh rupees for each player and 1 lakh rupees to each support staff for the efforts and spectacular win. India's Deepika Sherawat, with 12 goals, ranked the top scorer of the tournament. Benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty declined today amid weak global cues. Investors also remain cautious ahead of the WPI inflation data to be announced later in the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.